I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet story I read by Eileen Mitchell about a beloved German shepherd named Marco. Marco was 3.5 years old when Lee Eisman and Jay Tenenbaum adopted him from the German Shepherd Rescue of Northern California. What was most appealing to the Oakland couple was that Marco's foster parents described their house guest as a dog with impeccable house manners. After completing the adoption application and a home inspection by the adoption counselor, Marco found his new forever home. Walking Marco became a daily routine that both Jay and I loved. Marco loved taking long walks throughout our neighborhood on the trails of the nearby East Bay Regional Parks. He also became the mascot of East Bay Moms, the organization I run for new moms. He trotted alongside us on our weekly hikes with the moms carrying their infants and toddlers in front carriers and backpacks. The kids loved him. When Marco was 9, he developed mild arthritis in one knee. It didn't slow him down much, but we became more careful building a ramp for him to get in and out of our sport utility vehicle and not letting him run too hard. At his annual senior exam at age 12, our vet assured us that Marco was in good health for a dog his age. But a few months later, he suddenly became lethargic, couldn't make it up the stairs, and refused to eat, so we brought him back to see the vet. He performed an ultrasound, followed by surgery, which confirmed that Marco had a tumor of the spleen, usually seen in older dogs, especially large breeds. The cancer had metastasized, and although Marco might bounce back temporarily, he didn't have long. We were devastated. Marco did rally for a few days, but it didn't last. One of my friends told me that when her dog was terminally ill, her vet told her to consider every additional day of his life a gift. We took her advice and made the most of our remaining time with Marco, enjoying short walks and letting him know how much he was loved. We considered his last 12 days as 12 precious gifts from him. We were grateful for every minute with our beautiful boy. In the midst of our grief, a friend shared that she had adopted another dog shortly after her dog died and encouraged me to do the same. She assured me that I wouldn't be replacing Marco, promising that the spirit of the former dog lives on in the new one. That's why, 1 week after Marco left us, we adopted another German Shepherd dog named Maisie. When I found Maisie on the rescue website, I felt that she was destined to join our family. She was the same age as Marco when we adopted him, and they also shared similar personality traits. Sometimes when Maisie is lying in a certain position, she even looks like Marco. She's a sweet and lovely girl who has indeed helped heal our hearts. I agree with my friend. Our new dog is not a replacement for Marco, but no dog could ever replace him. But his spirit lives on through Maisie, and now, when I remember my boy, I don't cry. Instead, I smile and I hold Maisie a little bit tighter. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.